The new 1% transient room tax is scheduled to be approved by the City Council this month. If approved, it would go into effect January 1st of 2018. It's expected to raise as much as $2.4 million each year. It would pay for the $19.5 million property acquisition in Bonanza Park. The idea for the new lodging tax was floated to members of the Park City Lodging Association at an emergency meeting at which only a few members were polled. One of the co-founders of the association and board member Rhonda Sedera says reaction was mixed. While the Lodging Association supports the idea for an arts and culture district, she told KPCW they're concerned about the unintended consequences of one more new tax.
The state just implemented a statewide lodging tax, and we have an increase in sales tax to fund our transportation. So to have another 1% is really going to be a hit for our groups. When groups look at where to go on a trip, it's always Park City and somebody else. It's not just Park City. We've decided to go to Park City. That's a big thing that they look at. They don't just look at the nightly rate. They look at the combined rate, and that puts us pretty far up the top.
According to a sheet that city leaders provided that ranked the amount other resort towns charge for lodging, Park City's new tax amount would be 12.45%. But if you add in the 0.32% that the state will begin collecting as of January 1st, that puts Park City's lodging taxes at 12.77%, higher than most resort towns, including Sun Valley, Aspen, Vail, Jackson, and South Lake Tahoe. Only two other resort towns noted would charge more, Alta at 13.1% and Bryanhead at 13.2%. Sedaris also notes that this tax is forever, and the city has no plans to reduce it once the bonds have been paid off. The association also has questions about how many overnight stays the Kimball Arts Center brings to town.
The thought that it will drive tourism, we absolutely think that Sundance and the Institute drive tourism, but I'm not quite sure that the Kimball Arts Center, actually that somebody comes here to go to the Kimball Arts Center.
Park City has a long-term agreement with the Sundance Film Festival through 2026. Sedaris says the lodging industry wants some guarantee that the film festival will be here even longer.
We said if we were going to make this commitment, or we were going to support, and the city were going to make the commitment, that we would ask for an extended contract, because just because they're brick and mortars here, it doesn't mean that the festival will be here. And if we're going to go to all this expense, it's like employee housing. You build employee housing because somebody's here right now, but who checks on them in 4 years to make sure that they're not commuting to Salt Lake and they're in subsidized housing? Same with if the festival goes away and just the Institute is here, that's not going to drive tourism.
With a lot of lodging already booked for Christmas and Sundance, she says it means that all of these lodging properties will have to go back and refigure the taxes on all of those bookings. Even more time-consuming will be figuring those reservations that span over the new year. If someone arrives December 28th and leaves January 3rd, Sedaris says they'll have to split the tax based on what year they're here, or likely the lodging businesses will simply absorb the loss so they don't have to bother with it. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.